This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Here to help you put God first in your life by taking time with Him. You have to make God the number one priority of your life. He is a person. God is not just a concept. He's not just a force in this universe to be tapped into in some way. He is a person with whom you have a relationship. And you need to build that relationship with Him. You only build a relationship through time spent together. Now, you may not yet know God on a personal level. If you don't, you can. God is reaching out to you. He's been reaching out to you for some time. And He wants you to know how much He loves you. That He wants a relationship with you. That you cannot, in your own energy, produce that relationship because you've offended God and you've broken His moral laws, and the wages of sin is death, separation from the life-giving God. There's nothing you can do to undo the sins you have done. Only God can make a way for us to have a relationship with Him, and that's exactly what He did when Jesus died on the cross. He was paying the penalty for our sins. He was opening the door for us to be adopted into God's family and begin a wonderful relationship, growing every day, of fellowship and friendship with God. Well, you only get closer to a friend by spending time with them, don't you? Take time with God every day of your life. We're looking this week at the theme of dealing with discouragement. Look today at Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Paul writes to the Philippian church in the Bible and says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things." Well, when you get focused on your discouraging circumstances, it's easy to get discouraged, isn't it? And so often things go wrong, not just in ones, but in multiples. When you lose your job, when the bills pile up, when your kids are being rebellious, it's so easy to feel overwhelmed, out of control. But you need to remember, as a Christian, that circumstances are always out of your control, but they're never out of God's control. You have someone to fall back on. Your life is not up to you. Your life is up to God. You are His child. And your responsibility is not to make things work out in your life. You need to learn to go to God constantly, to bring your circumstances to Him, to trust Him, to call on Him, to get involved. Let your requests be made known to God. And as you roll these burdens of your heart over onto God's strong back, the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension. It's not reasonable for you not to be discouraged when you're facing those things, but it's real. The peace of God will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Learn to bring the struggles of your life to God and then trust Him. Leave them in His hands. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.